Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Camber Campbell.
Hello, Nelson. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Alrighty.
Not too shabby. I was feeling pretty sick earlier today.
Yeah.
I was worried about infecting the listeners through the airwaves.
Because you had a computer virus.
Hey,
yeah.
There you go. Thanks for continuing my lame sort of joke. what have you been up to, Kimber?
In the last 48 hours, I've been going through one of the most tedious things in the world.
Oh.
I've been trying to change my bank. Have you ever done
God.
I'm with Bendigo Bank at the moment because God knows why. I have no idea why I'm with them.
Yeah.
But they're like trying to get blood from a stone, and I just want to bash my head against the wall.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. To do everything, you have to go into the bank.
That's like, the worst.
When exactly am I going to... No one goes into a bank.
That's exactly why they make that the procedure.
I know.
Who's going to come? And you probably have to do like some sort of trial when you get there as well. Like, okay, solve this algebra equation and run through these flames.
And the thing, I'm trying to leave them for an online bank. And everything that's been happening to try and leave them, it's like, this is why I want to leave this bank. Yeah,
exactly. Even when they tell you at the end of the thing, like, is there anything we could have done to keep you or something? Like, yes.
Yeah, so much.
Your whole exiting process, make that easier, and I'll feel bad for leaving you and then come back.
Ugh. Anyway, yeah, that's been my 48 hours.
Okay.
What about you?
That's a pretty good 48 hours. You meant to be working during that time as well, but nope.
I know.
Just at the bank.
No, I didn't go to the bank. I'm not going to the bank.
Yeah, okay.
I made them call me.
You made them.
Yeah.
Good work.
I harassed them on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, Camber, I had a pretty eventful week.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a 30th birthday party.
Nice.
And it was a dress-up party.
Yep.
And you had to go as something starting with the letter J.
Okay.
Because it was Joel's birthday. Happy birthday, Joel.
Happy birthday, Joel.
Don't think he listens. Anyway. I don't know why I'm friends with him.
That is the last shout-out that Joel's ever going to get then.
No, but see, I went to the party.
Maybe we should constantly give Joel shout-outs. Everyone's like, Joel, you should listen.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. Just every episode, we just shout out a few people's names.
Yeah.
No, but I went to the party just in hopes of getting more listeners.
Yeah, of course.
And I went as the jokes guy from Reddit on Reddit. Just joking. We don't have a jokes guy.
No.
You'd know if we did. We'd be better.
Maybe we'll have guests in the future. They can be the jokes guys.
Yeah, okay. No, and I thought... So I didn't really like fancy dress parties. Yeah. I don't really know what your opinion is of them, but...
I like them.
Okay.
But I like them when they're a very vague theme.
Right.
Okay. So just like if it's just a dress-up party, come dressed as whatever you want. I like.
Okay.
If it's come dressed as something that's the first letter of your name or come dressed as something from the 20s. Don't limit me.
Okay. All right. I'm a creative butterfly, okay? You need to let me fly away.
If I want to come dressed up as Doctor Who, I want to come dressed up as Doctor Who.
Okay. So basically just Doctor Who theme. That's
an example.
So that you can come as
Doctor
Who.
The idea is I want to go.
I know, Camber, you just want to be Doctor Who at every party. I get it. I'm not a huge fan of them.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I like the concept, but I don't like the effort you have to put in.
Right.
And the generally uncomfortable outfit you end up wearing.
I normally strategically... go dressed as something that isn't that uncomfortable. So
yeah.
For instance, like I said,
like
Doctor
the doctor.
Who,
oh, yeah.
That would be a pretty simple
costume. I know, Camber. All right. Yes, I get it. It's your go-to. No, but that is a good point. I quite often do the same.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I spoke about on this podcast the work Christmas party where I dressed as a Rubik's Cube, but really I just dressed normally and then had a Rubik's Cube like top over this thing over top. It was super easy. So I was kind of in the same mentality, but I got a little bit of a creative spark while I was doing this.
Yeah.
So I thought, first, things that start with J.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know.
Jokes guy.
Jokes guy. That's going to be hard to do. Japanese woman.
Yeah.
That's don't know easier. Why it was a woman, but slightly easier. But then how am I going to do that? Like, get the costume for that. Oh, by the way, I was thinking about this on the day of the party. So I had very little time to work with.
In the car on the way there. What do I have in the back seat?
Is
Jay
themed. exactly. So what I did, Cameron, the Jay that I thought of was Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Yep. But then I was like, no, that's stupid. How do you dress up as Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Because you either dress up as a dinosaur,
yeah,
and then you're not Jurassic Park. Unless...
You dress up as the island?
Unless, Camber, yes, you instead hang a diorama from your body that is Jurassic Park.
Yep.
So I spent probably way too much money
and
time, like I think over $100 easily.
Yeah.
Of this costume, it's pretty crap.
Yeah,
I have a photo of it, so I'll put it on Facebook afterwards. I didn't show you. I probably should have had it here prepared if we were a better podcast. it's pretty pathetic for the amount of money that I spent on it. But I'm pretty happy with it overall.
Do you have a rough total that you can give us?
It's about 120, I reckon. $120. Now I did sort of justify it to myself because. Obviously got dinosaur figurines and I was like, well, I could give that to my niece or nephew, which I haven't done yet, but I've coated the dinosaur's feet in glue and stuck it to the cardboard. So it's probably just going to be ruined. I don't know. I'll probably just throw away $120.
So the thing is, you were complaining about costume parties because you don't like it because the costumes are kind of annoying and difficult.
Yeah.
So your solution was to wear a diorama.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to question your logic there, Nelson, but that seems harder than a regular costume.
Well.
Why don't you just go down to the costume store and surely there's like a jailer costume or something you could have just brought for $40.
Jailer was lame. That's the problem as well. It's like I could have gone to a costume shop. But I think they're just as expensive. I'd rather spend $120 on something that's kind of crap that at least I own rather than $80 on like a rental thing
that
might look better.
I agree with you, except I think renting costumes is dumb because it's just as cheap to buy them. But also, I do know people...
Where do you buy them from?
Just like websites. Okay. Costume box.
Yeah, so you can't do this on the day. Good, yeah, just checking.
Some of them you can. Okay. We used to use them at my old job when we had like events and stuff. Some of them have like same day delivery before a certain time because they're just in the city. But my other point was buying costumes, you wear them once and they literally sit in your cupboard for forever. You never re-wear them.
But Cambo... Of course I'm going to use a diorama Jurassic Park again. Sorry, forgetting the puppet play that I'm planning to do.
If we ever eventually do a live show, would you wear the Jurassic Park diorama to the live show?
Obviously.
And I will be dressed as
Dr.
It would
be J-themed. We'll have the jokes guy there too.
if we ever eventually do a live show, you can be dressed as Jurassic Park diorama.
Okay.
I'll be the doctor.
Okay.
People that have never listened to the show that got dragged along, they'll be very confused.
Yeah. By the way, the diorama is very cumbersome as well. Like standing up was okay, but sitting down, terrible idea. The one thing that I'm proud of this, I know this is going on for way too long, but the one thing I'm proud of, people are like, oh my God, I'm sick of this fancy dress stuff.
Guys, we'll get to Reddit.
Okay.
Just give us this.
It's going to happen. So after I made it and I took the photo, I was like, oh, it's a bit dark.
Yeah.
I need some light.
Yeah.
So what I did was I put my phone down on top of the edge of the diorama, traced a line around it, and then poked a hole where the light from my phone is.
Yeah.
So then as I walked in, I played Jurassic Park music, which you couldn't really hear. Uh-huh. I had to get people back, no, wait, be really quiet and listen, and line it up so the light shined through. It was pretty – that was the best touch. Nice. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Also, I went to New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. That happened too. It's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Were you dressed as the doctor?
Yes.
Good. alrighty. Well, Camber, probably we should get into Reddit on Reddit.
I guess so.
Okay, the first...
Another 20 minutes. talking about costumes.
That's true. Welcome to Costumes R Us on Reddit. Okay, anyway, this one is by R.R. Jamal. I think we might have had this person before. Anyway, they actually posted it was a picture, mm-hmm. and it was of Jerry Seinfeld.
Yep.
And it had a quote next to him. And it was actually a quote that Jerry did during an AMA on Reddit.
Okay.
So he's kind of cheating.
Yeah.
But he made it look nice, you know. Next to a stand-up photo of Jerry Seinfeld on stage with, you know, some really classy font.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was good. Anyway, the quote said, "Keep your head up in failure and your head down in success."
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I love Jerry Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of appreciate, actually, as well, the fact that I think I've spoken about this before as well, but he did the Comedians in Cars with
yep.
Getting Coffee.
Yep.
He did one with Barack Obama.
Yep.
And he's one of the very few, I feel, celebrities that said just openly, "I love being a celebrity and I much prefer this than not being a celebrity."
Yeah.
Which is, you know, really interesting because he's sort of just being honest about it, and you could consider that that's almost the opposite of what he's saying here. You know, keep your head up in failure and your head down in success. Yeah. He's kind of saying, "Ah, man, I love being successful," but I think it's the honesty about it that makes it so good. That, you know, he's not trying to be something that he's not.
Yeah, and I don't think him saying "I love being a celebrity" is the opposite of that quote, though.
Yeah,
that quote isn't about like don't be seen. It's, you know, don't be a cocky, smug. It's like, you know, just
and he's not really going out like, "Hey, look how successful I am."
He's not going out to like big LA events and be like, look at this guy, all right,
yeah,
look at all the success.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, a very, very good point. And I think there's few celebrities that perhaps live up to this. Do you have any celebrities that you feel either do or don't live up to this rule?
It's always hard to tell with celebrities.
Justin Bieber doesn't, let's be honest.
No, he doesn't. Though, I must say, look, Justin Bieber is like a little prick, right?
Yeah.
And everyone knows that. Mm. But I must say, again, a little bit of respect for him, Nelson.
Mm.
Just last week, there was this footage came out, and he was going, leaving somewhere, and he's getting into like his big truck.
Yeah.
Like his big like four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
And there's paparazzi like everywhere, like a sea. Have you seen Dawn of the Dead?
Yeah.
They go outside of the thing and there's just swarms of zombies. That's what it looked like, and they're all taking pictures of him.
Yeah.
He's getting his truck and he's trying to back out, and there's people all around the car, and he clips a guy with his truck, and the guy like falls over dramatically. Yeah. And he's like, "Oh my god, oh my god." And I must say, the way that Justin Bieber handled it, I actually think was very classy.
He kept reversing?
Yeah. He got out. He was with the guys like, "Can I do anything? Can I call an ambulance for you?" He waited for him until someone came and got him.
Yeah.
And the whole time, people were taking pictures.
Yeah.
And he actually stood up once the guy had gone. He's like, "Did you get enough pictures of that?"
Yeah.
And someone calls out, "No, keep posing."
Really? It's
like, oh man, I can't even imagine what this guy goes through.
That's true. It would be super tough.
So I must say, I think he's a little prick, but...
Oh yeah,
he handled that very well.
I think he is a prick for no fault of his own.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was his circumstance. He got really famous really fast without learning, without, you know, any wisdom behind it. Basically,
yeah, that's the thing. Like, he was what, 14 or 15?
Yeah.
Can you imagine when you were 14 or 15 being given millions of dollars and everybody in your life is going, "You're the best.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. You're exactly. the because you're making everyone money."
No one's ever said that to me once ever. But yeah, that's it. It would definitely just sort of mess you up. And I think, although there have been like some other, you know, successful younger people that, for example, Emma Watson is a really good example of somebody that had a lot of fame early on, but then turned out to be super. Nice, reasonable person.
I would extend that to the Harry Potter kids in general.
Yeah.
Not like you see, like, Daniel Radcliffe's not doing lines of coke in some back alley and then... good point.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's kind of what... It's what distinguishes it almost, doesn't it? It's I do think it's so incredibly tough for that kid, for, you know, Justin Bieber when he's that age.
Yep.
And so there is that element of like, well, you know, he couldn't control, he has such a young mind. But in the other hand, it's like, yes, but there's plenty of other young people that have achieved success. And
I would also argue that
he's pretty freaking famous though.
But. Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to say. Emma Watson's fame. She's very famous.
Mm.
But there are, I think there are people that don't know who played Hermione Granger. They know what she looks like and stuff. But
idiots.
But everybody in the world knows who Justin Bieber is. Mm. And I'd also say Justin Bieber's fans are probably less respectful.
Yeah.
So you would turn into a bit more of a prick when people are grabbing at you all the time because you're...
Okay. How about this for one?
Mm-hmm.
Although not totally... We're only talking about somebody being a dick, right?
Yeah.
Not necessarily how well put together they are.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think...
He probably had almost similar level of fame as Justin Bieber, I would argue, growing up with Jackson 5. And still, he is always considered like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily well put together and maybe had some mental problems, but you wouldn't call him a dick. I don't think at any point in his life he's probably been like, man, Michael Jackson's a dick.
I think, maybe not, but I would also say, I don't know why I'm defending Justin Bieber so much. Anyway.
Yeah. Who are you? Get off this podcast. Say,
it's bring also in the jokes to guy. Do with when Justin Bieber became famous.
Mm.
It was also the time when people were live streaming stuff and Snapchat and Twitter and everything being recorded literally all the time. So if Michael Jackson did go through that phase, there'd just be no real record of it.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
How about...
My point is I love Justin Bieber. How did we get on this?
We got like so far. I was going to ask you about, you know, different celebrities that either did or didn't keep by that keep your head up in failure and your head down in success type thing.
Mark Wahlberg is a good example of someone who didn't but then pulled his head back in.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I think that's the thing too. Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get back to Justin Bieber. I haven't seen him be much of a dick lately, you know, in the past while. And I think it is that thing that you just sort of grow up and maybe, you know, quite a few people when they first get their lick of fame, they're like, wow, I'm going to, you know, I'm the best person. Mm-hmm. And then doesn't work that well.
Wait to the moment that we get any scrap of fame, Nelson.
Yeah.
Such dicks.
Yeah. We are going to not talk to any listeners.
No.
If you're listening right now, I don't care if you're related to us at all. We're just going to stop talking to you because you're scum of the earth.
Which is going to be difficult because I think my brother listens.
Yeah. Well, you can't talk to him. He's classified as a listener.
We're kidding. We love you.
Yeah. It's true. We definitely we need you so badly. all of the listeners.
We need you far more than you need us.
Yeah, that's right. You could very easily turn this off, but that would ruin our self-esteem. So please keep listening.
Are we the only podcast that begs our listeners?
I think quite possibly, maybe. Please listen. Like, you've accidentally got through 15 minutes of the show. Please keep listening further.
There's another 45 minutes to go, please. We're at the halfway point. That wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh, God. All right. I have another one, Gambit.
Okay.
This is by Pikachu SquarePants. Oh, I think we've had this person as well.
Oh, yeah, that does sound familiar.
Oh, okay.
It's a Reddit on Reddit greatest hits.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, hackers break into voting machines in minutes at hacking competition.
Hmm.
Sort of scares you a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Again, I just read the headline. Because this one, you were like, oh, I want to know more information. I just read the headline.
You are right.
So just before you go on.
But could you assume if I ask you questions?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think this was in relation to the voting hacking scandal that's happening in America?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that's obviously... I'm pretty sure... I've heard of hacking competitions before. And so obviously they were like, hey, this will be funny this year if we make it a voting machine because, you know, there's such controversy around that. And it's funny because you always think, and until I read this, that idea of someone hacking into a voting machine, you kind of like... Oh, well, but did it happen? Can it really happen?
Yeah. The answer is yes.
Yeah, exactly. And then they do this and it's like, oh, okay, people can do it really easily. So it's like within minutes, even if that's 59 minutes, that's like you know, pretty good.
The thing is, in this country, we still have the Stone Age, very long sheets of paper and grey lead pencils.
Incredibly unenvironmentally friendly.
Yes, very much so, yeah.
I actually remember hearing some sort of figure on it, and just not even if you include the paper that's that people vote on itself or the ledgers in which they cross off people's names, but just the, because they often create, you know, cardboard stands.
Yeah, they do.
That is an incredibly environmentally unhealthy thing.
Yeah.
And it also costs heaps of money to make, and sometimes I think they even just store them for a while. Mm. And that just costs like so much money, taxpayers' money. Whereas if you spent a little bit more, admittedly, getting the technology you would probably still save a lot more in the long run. But that never happens in politics, ever. It's like, hey, guys, if we spend more now, we'll save later. Nah.
I mean, they say, and by they, I mean people that I can't name.
Yeah.
Not because they're like my sources, it's because I wasn't interested enough in whatever I was reading to
Anybody ever fit anything like this yet?
But they say that the problem with politics in general is people aren't trying to help the future. They're trying to get re-elected.
Yeah, so exactly.
If you're the guy that did spend more money, you probably won't get re-elected.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's like, he wastes all the money on his computers. Let's not re-elect him. Yeah. But if you want to get re-elected, you save money.
Well, I was going to say, don't they even say, you know, in America specifically, I'm pretty sure I heard when it was Obama's last term, because, you know, they can't get re-elected after, how many times? Four times in a row?
No, twice, two terms.
Oh, it's just two.
I actually discovered that is not a hard and fast rule. That is like a gentleman's agreement.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay. There's actually no law against serving a third term. It's just seen as you should move on.
Or you'd probably lose no matter what, even if you tried to, because it's been going on. That gentleman's agreement has been going on for so long.
If there's ever a president that might try it, I think we got him.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, but what was my point? Oh, the point was that means that their last term, the idea is the more effective one.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't, for one, even just the time to go around and promote yourself is just so time heavy that you never really get time to run the country.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the time where you want to implement those things.
Right, yeah.
So we need to, but I don't know, there's nothing like that in Australia, right?
No, not really.
Nobody really lasts that long anyway. They should all just assume it's going to be their one and only chance.
No one really lasts the full term.
Yeah.
I think it was I think Malcolm Turnbull's done a full term now. I don't know. The statistic was last time we had a prime minister that served a full term, the iPhone hadn't been released.
Really? Was that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so funny.
Yeah. And also, nothing gets done here.
Yeah, that's right.
We're meant to have a super fast NBN internet. Well, and then that guy got distracted and became the prime minister.
Well, that's actually such a good example of it. Mm-hmm. The fact that we were meant to get good NBN, and you just had somebody that said, an opposition that said, we can do it cheaper and faster, and it would be a better internet. And they didn't care for the future of the what was best for the country, because literally they stopped the fiber optic going from the node to the house, and now it's just fiber optic to the node from space.
Yeah.
I don't know how the internet works. But that's like fiber optic from the node to the house is actually such an important part of having faster internet. And
essentially it's like saying, you're going to have, like, what's a bad metaphor? You're going to have fish and chips.
Yeah.
And this fish and chips is going to have a flake and potato cakes and dim sims and everything.
Yeah.
Obviously, chips are your baseline.
Yeah.
And then they just give you chips.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it was going to have all the rest. Okay. Like, it's pretty much fish and chips. It's like,
you've basically got it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, that is really our internet.
Yeah, that's right. And it was that thing of somebody saying, oh, I can do it for cheaper and faster. Like, yeah, but it's going to be way worse. And they're already talking about how it's being, you know, rolled out, but it's almost being made redundant as it gets rolled out.
And international listeners, you may think this sounds like such a colossal kind of fuck up. This promised big, overpromised, underdelivered. It's being seen as a failure. That guy runs the country.
Yeah. But they have Trump too.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, Americans, I don't know. You're probably, if you're listening from, like, I don't know, Sweden, that sounds like a well-rounded country, right?
It really does. They've got the healthcare. They've got exactly. You're listening from Sweden. We accept that you are better than us.
Yeah, that's right. Everywhere else, you probably have a shitty politician that's also running your country.
Yeah. England, you've got Brexit.
Yeah, we've all got something. Everybody's got something. Yeah.
We just have casual racism and bad internet.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do. All right, Cambo. Let's get into Today I Learned.
Okay.
So now it's time for Today I Learned. Let's play the intro to that.
Today I Learned. This is by Mr. Mysterious. That's a cool name. Give him that one. Okay. Today I Learned. That in Germany, when a kid becomes an adult at age 18, it can get rid of all its debt by offering its debtors everything it owns at that point.
Yeah.
The young adult is relieved from all other debts they can't pay back so that no young adult has to face a life in debt before they... I've written this wrong, but debt for things they did as a teenager.
Okay. I think I got that.
The point was, they're not in debt for the rest of their life for things that they did as a teenager. Okay.
Do you think, and I have to ask if you think because you didn't read, I'm assuming.
What do you think
that there is now a kind of a tradition where when you're 17 going on 18, you give all of your stuff away to friends of yours.
Or
your parents. Like, hey, Mom, here's all my money and... Dad, here's my car.
Exactly.
And then you turn 18, you're like, oh, I've only got $200. Here it is.
Wait, what? Why do you even have the $200? Why did you go so high, Cameron?
Because...
Oh, I've got shoelaces. Here you go.
The first rule of scamming is you give them a little something.
Okay. That's what I was thinking when I read this. I was like, surely.
And maybe because we love a loophole. Maybe that's just us. Like how our brains are wired.
Yeah.
We just automatically think the best way to scam that system.
Because, yeah, exactly. It's like how do you define possessions as well? And because the thing is, if you're
what if you got a pre-18 girlfriend?
And you...
She's our girlfriend now.
Yeah. And you're like, nah, well. That's really funny. But because I'm thinking, as you're a teenager, you just load up on debt. Right. I think that's the tactic.
It's like
right?
the only 16-year-old with a jet ski.
Exactly. Or a jet, Cambo. What if you like? Why think so small? Yeah, okay, jet ski. You can have your own jet. It's like, oh, you're $18 billion in debt. Sorry. Here's my jet. You can give it back.
Yeah, sure.
You've had like years of flying around a jet.
See, because that's the thing. You could buy a heap of cars and then just keep one of them to give back. Like, oh yeah, I've got a Nissan Pulsar. Oh, don't take it, please.
No, it has to give away everything.
I'm saying you give away your fancy cars to your parents and your friends and stuff. And you keep the Nissan Pulsar.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, damn it, I really, not my car.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess fair's fair.
If anything, this is promoting in Germany to have kids. Because if as a parent you wouldn't exploit this.
Right.
Like, we're just going to borrow all this money under your name, okay?
Yeah. So you kind of kneel down to little Timmy.
Yeah.
And he's like 6 years old and you're like, Timmy, have you thought about property?
Yeah.
Because we could get a lot of property.
Can you just sign here? This crayon's fine. Crayon's fine.
This is your four-bedroom estate.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, we'll live here in the meantime. That's yours, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. I don't know the ins and outs.
Yeah.
Gambo. Also, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
How much debt are 18-year-olds in these days?
Yeah, I definitely didn't have a loan when I was 18. I bet you it is more government-funded debt. Surely it's not student debt loans straight from... Yeah. So yeah, I imagine...
They haven't been on the Home Shopping Channel or something.
Yeah, but even then, normally that's, you know, in college afterwards. So
that's what I mean.
I don't know. Maybe like medical bills? But you think normally is under the parents?
I think Germany has pretty good healthcare as well.
So basically, this is a terrible idea.
Yeah. But we could scam it so good.
Oh my God. Let's go to Germany. Adopt a kid.
Exactly.
Get him to get lots of stuff. And then we'll run away with the possessions.
Us turning up to some German adoption clinic. You guys are partners? Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah, we're...
Do we have to be?
Yeah, you got to prove it.
Okay, we come back a week later. Look, all right, it was really tough, but here's our sex tape. No, we meant documentation. Ah, no. You mean we didn't have to have sex? Oh, yeah, this is so awkward.
And we got married just in case.
Alrighty. That's... look, it's still a good idea. If we could get so much money out of it, it's worth it. I would do anything. I want a jet, Gambo.
That's what happens, right? We'll make deals with kids. And I know that sounds bad on the offset. But we'll say...
We'll bribe them with candy.
Yeah. Say, hey, kid, you buy this car.
Even need to adopt them.
You give it to me. Debt's clear. No, you buy two cars. You buy two cars. You give one to me.
Yeah.
And you keep... No, you give them both to me. If you turn 18, get your debt cleared, I'll give one of them back.
Oh, yeah.
That's that true. Works.
Yeah. Anyway. That's how to scam a German kid.
No, that's how to scam a German government.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's true. Well,
with the help of a German kid.
I thought you were being nice because my idea is I was just going to take off with both cars. The kid doesn't get it.
Of course.
Sorry, I forgot that's what I was thinking, but not what you had actually planned to do. I can't, but I have another one yet.
Okay.
This is by Ace Man Cometh. A British 19-year-old has officially changed his name to Captain Fantastic, Faster Than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, Hulk, and The Flash combined.
Nice.
His grandmother is no longer speaking to him.
Oh, is that Nana Faster Than Superman, Batman, Spider-Man, Wolverine, The Hulk, and The Flash combined?
She's like, you can't take my name. She's just really annoyed. She had one less character. She's like, oh.
So my question is... Mm-hmm. Is that, does he just have a first name like Cher? Or is his first name Captain Fantastic and his last name Faster than
Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, Hulk, and Flash combined? Right.
Or maybe Captain Fantastic, his middle name is Faster Than Superman, Batman, and then his last name is okay. Wolverine, Hulk, and the Flash combined.
Okay. Look, I think we're getting bogged down in details. Like, no, we want to know how he writes it on his form. Do you know what would suck?
When you're filling out an airline form when you're landing on a plane, how many of each of the boxes
that's
do you
what
fill?
I was thinking. Right. That would be the worst part of it. This is what he didn't think through. He's like, how am I going to put my name down on any form? He'd get only halfway through that.
Would you, if you were given a lot of money, put the naming, like you say, I'm going to change my name, but you're going to let the internet decide what your name is.
Okay, yeah.
Because you'd probably end up, if I know the internet, with Namey McNameface.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is fine. I would just...
Yeah.
I'd be Mr. McNameface.
Well, I think I would be sort of safe because I believe in Australia. Oh, no, maybe it's only for babies. But Australia, I'm pretty sure, has this thing against... naming your kid ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Like, they actually just won't let you name your kid Vegemite Buttface, for example.
Which is very cruel to the Buttfaces.
Yeah, that's right. But maybe if you're older, they'll let you change it to whatever.
Hopefully.
But I think that would be an okay idea. I kind of, look, I'm okay with Nelson. Because the thing is, I would just always be Nelson to everybody.
Yeah.
But, so if there was a way for me to get money out of it to legally change my name, yeah, of course I would. Then I would just have, it would be annoying though also when you're going into another country and you have to hand over your passport. They'd be like, prove it.
Imagine if you changed your name to insert name here. So every form you'll ever fill out, like, it's got brackets either side of it as well. So every time you go to fill something out, I don't know if you can
put brackets legally in your name.
Hey, Prince changed his name to a symbol. You can put brackets.
Probably not legally, right? I think Prince Prince changes his name all the time. Well, he did.
How annoying would that be on every form you ever fill out? Like, oh, I don't think it. No, that's
it's actually my name.
My name is here's insert my, middle name here's what, last name here.
Yeah,
I'm getting bogged down again.
Then you'd have to be like, see, look, it's on my birth certificate as well. And they're like, oh, they didn't put it there either. Like, no, oh god, this is so good. But I like it.
Yep,
it's pretty good. How would you feel, Cambo?
Yeah.
For advertising purposes,
yep.
If you were now referred to as Reddit on Reddit podcast, recorded Monday nights at some time, roughly goes for an hour, normally over. All that.
Yeah, it's fine because people.
That's your first name.
People could just call me Red.
Oh, yeah, Red's easy. No, they have to say the full thing. You have to correct people to say the full thing.
I'll be one of those people. That, it's not Steve, it's Steven.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be like, it's actually Reddit on Reddit podcast. Record every Monday night.
This would work perfectly in conversation because you do it enough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then people would either do one of two things. They'd get annoyed at you and make fun of you behind your back to other people. Oh, can't you believe that we have to call him Reddit Podcast Place on the Monday night, blah, 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 to other people.
Yeah.
Advertising to other people.
Yeah.
Or it's just ingrained in them so much that they say it every time anyway. So when they are talking about you to other people, they also do it.
That's interesting.
Just saying, commit, Cambo. Commit to advertising this podcast.
But it would be interesting as well, even if my name was just Reddit on Reddit without all the other stuff, it'd be one of those interesting, like at a party, like, hi, I'm John. Oh, hi, I'm Reddit on Reddit. Like, that's an interesting name. Oh, yeah. Funny fact, it's actually a podcast that I do.
Yeah.
So it'd be a good conversation would starter. Because the thing is, when we don't promote the show that much in our everyday lives, because it's kind of awkward to bring it up.
Yeah,
but everyone would ask you about it.
Yeah,
and everyone you talk to, you'd be like, "Oh, well, actually, if you're interested in my name, every Monday night,
a
new Reddit on Reddit will come out."
Okay, yeah, by my friend Nelson and me, Reddit on Reddit.
Can you imagine your intro?
Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit by Reddit on Reddit with Reddit on Reddit.
With insert name here, joined as always by Reddit on Reddit.
Okay, that's good. Do you know what I think?
Yeah.
Look, we don't have much money, but what we do have to give is ample respect.
That's true.
Okay. So if any listeners would like to change their name to Reddit on Reddit, send through the official paperwork that you've changed it, and we will give you so much respect.
Yep.
Just bundles of respect.
Yep.
You have no idea.
I'm also interested in... So we both had what we think would be good names. Yours is Reddit on Reddit, podcast recorded every Monday night. mine is insert name here.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to know what the listeners would think would be the most inconvenient name to... If you were forcing someone else to change the name, you could choose it. What would be the name that you think would cause the most trouble?
All right.
Like, for instance, maybe you change the name to I Definitely Have a Bomb. So every time they went to the airport, that would definitely get stopped.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's good. I think you get extra points if it's not as blatant as that. So even one was too blatant. Yours is good. Like, internet, I'm okay with that. So extra points for that. Yep. Otherwise, ridiculously long sentence.
Yeah,
maybe if you just, your name was the entirety of The Hobbit. The book.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be great, but really annoying for people. You'd get halfway through. I'm not done yet, but it's interesting, right?
I'm interested in how your name ends. So if people want to write in or even just post it on our Facebook or on our subreddit,
sure.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Actually, post it on our subreddit. We have no posts on our subreddit ever, so do that. All right. Well, Cambo, that was Today I Learned. Let's move on to shower thoughts.
Shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, 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 shower thoughts, thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Homeless Alex. Huh. It's a bit sad. He's got access to internet at least.
That's true.
It's good. No matter how old I am, if we high five and it doesn't make a clap, we will high five until we get it right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how I feel about this.
Okay.
Because I sort of understand when you do an underwhelming high five.
It's a bit disappointing, yeah.
It's pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
But I also don't like the people that will insist on getting the perfect high five in the world.
Yeah.
Because you're like, look, it's fine. It's fine that we didn't. We were high-fiving because
something cool happened,
We saw a dog with a fluffy tail. And we thought it was cool. But I think there's, you know, there needs to be a scale in high fives where, like, if we did something really cool, let's say we're sort of making, we're currently writing a TV show.
Yep.
If we got to the point where it was made, right? Something super exciting.
Yep.
Be like, all right, high five. If that was an underwhelming high five, we're like, we're doing that again.
Yep.
This is a big moment in our life. And did you have a child? High five. That's a good high five. You want a good high five. But if it's just something so mundane that, you know, even just saying hello to somebody, hey, high five, and it misses, I hate the people that want to keep coming back for more.
I think high fives are cool, right? No way around it, Nelson.
It's just what
high fives are cool.
Yeah.
What is probably the least cool thing ever is redoing a high five.
Yeah, it's like retelling or explaining a joke.
That's the same. What it is.
Yeah,
redoing a high five is the explaining a joke of like kind of social gestures.
Yeah. So you think if you go for the high five and it misses, you go, "Oh well, too bad. We'll try again next time."
Especially if it's very publicly.
Oh yeah.
If it's just me and you and we're like, "Oh yes, sorry, dog, fluffy tail."
Yes.
And we did a crap high five and then we both looked at each other and we, you know, you have that little acknowledgement of like, "Oh, let's do that again."
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
But if you're like,
you're on stage.
Yeah.
And you see a dog with a fluffy tail.
If you're out and about, you know, on the town or like somewhere public and the dog with a fluffy tail walks past and then you're trying to re-high five in public. No.
Yeah. It's no good. No. What if though? Yeah. Okay. You are in public and you get a high five, but it's so bad that you like slap the other person in the face. Do you then try to do it because it's so bad? Like that's on the scale of like, wow, we didn't even get close to a high five.
No, I think at that point you pick your ball up and you go home.
Okay. Right.
You're not a high five.
You never high five again.
What do you think of the golden rule of high five? Would you look at the elbow?
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah. It's bullshit. Okay. I don't reckon it's true. I reckon it's just that people are concentrating more on the high five in general.
I think it's a placebo.
Yeah, yeah.
It's looking at the elbow doesn't affect it, but the point is you're both focusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I think on it's a point. Placebo.
Like, how about this? Look at their hand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
A friend of mine and I did discover accidentally as a joke, you know the Top Gun high five, the top and bottom?
High
five, and then you low five on the way through.
Yeah.
As a joke one day, we're like, well, obviously it's look at the elbow for a high five. So what if it's look at the elbow, look at the ass?
Yeah.
Weirdly, that does work.
Yeah.
And again, it's probably a placebo.
Yeah.
But elbow ass will get you a perfect top bottom high five.
And gives you an excuse to look at the other person's ass.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I've been doing the Top Gun high five to all the girls. Just girls in the street walking past. Hey, Top Gun high five. Remember, elbow ass. As it's happening. Anyway, that hasn't worked out for me.
Yet.
Yet. Just you wait. Okay, I have another one here, Cambo. This is by Mazoo375. Nike could learn a thing or two from Build-A-Bear simply by shipping the materials directly to the stores and having kids assemble their own shoes. They could save a fortune by using free child labor and have none of the bad publicity. Hmm. Why didn't they think about that?
I'm going to say because you don't just put a shoe together.
Mm.
But...
Well, they got kids to do it already. I think that's the point.
Yeah, but
kids
I'm saying,
were putting together shoes.
I would imagine, and again, I must confess, I've never built a shoe.
Yeah.
I would imagine it's not
Have you ever built a bear?
Yes, actually. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a story for another day, Nelson.
Okay.
I would imagine the process of putting together shoes is not fun.
Well, I don't know. What if they had,
oh, good point. Yeah.
What if they had smiley faces on them or something, you know? What if you got to cuddle the shoe afterwards for a bit?
My point.
And then you had to put it in a box and send it overseas. You just imagine a bunch of kids hugging Nike shoes.
Oh, I love these Air Jordans. Come on, Timmy. They've got to go. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, so funny. Okay.
Yeah, I would assume that the process of making shoes isn't as fun, perhaps, as doing a couple of stitches on a teddy bear.
Yeah.
But I actually think it would be a cool business where you could build your own sneakers. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, don't get kids to do it. Just get regular people to do
it. I would
build
do it.
Build your own shoes.
They're like, you know, choose the soles and choose the whatever. Yeah, I think that's cool.
That might be cool. Yeah. I think you would, though, like, to me, shoes are, in general, pretty simple. And it's not like, there's almost not enough choice, I feel, for me.
Yep.
To then be as interested in it. You know, it's like, but if I can only choose between, like, one or two soles, like, I don't know, I don't really give a crap. But if somebody's like, well, this one's more, like, bouncy, but this one's more flat, which is good for sore feet.
I agree with you, except for, I don't think we're the demographic for this store, but there are people that have massive sneaker collections.
Yeah,
and
that's
they
true,
love
yeah.
sneakers. And if they could design their own custom one-of-a-kind sneakers.
Yeah.
It's called Pick Your Kicks.
Pick Your Kicks.
There you go.
I like it.
Don't steal our ideas.
Pick Your Kicks. Yeah.
Rule three, I think.
Rule. It's one of the rules of this show, okay? That's the main. Rule seven, don't ask us what number rules.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard. Rule seven is don't ask us which number each rule is.
Yeah. Or is it rule eight? I can never remember.
The only one we know for sure is rule one is you can't fact check.
You can't fact check. So, anyway, this is what I was also thinking, Cam. Yeah. I mean, just as a hypothetical, definitely wouldn't do this, wink.
Yeah, okay.
What could we get kids to make that we can profit off? Like, because the idea of, building a shoe, that's kind of boring.
Yeah.
But what do you think a kid would enjoy building that you could then sell off to, you know, older people with a higher income,
right,
basically?
Gotcha.
Like, do you reckon? Okay, this is what I'm thinking. Maybe you could get a ton of kids.
Yep.
Maybe it's like a ongoing for a year school project, and you do it across the entirety of, say, like Australia or something.
Mm-hmm.
Kids fly over to take part in this thing, which is building an aeroplane.
Okay.
As if you wouldn't be excited as a kid to be like, oh my God, I built part of that aeroplane.
Normally they're built by engineers.
Yeah, I know, but get the kids to do it is what I'm saying. See, Cambu, you're not getting this. I don't understand. Okay,
you
hire one engineer that oversees the children. They have to get their working with children's check.
He needs to be this the unicorn in the engineering world, which is he was a primary school teacher for a while, but then he left to become an engineer.
First of all,
I think I have one.
Yeah, okay.
Mine's a little smaller scale. Yeah. First question is, would you fly on a plane that you knew your kids built?
I don't care. I'm selling it. Okay. I'm not planning to fly in that thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'm excited that we haven't had it in a while, but we appear to have a show theme, which is exploiting children.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is my one. And again, I've gone smaller scale.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of... This has a pretty high ratio of what it's sold for compared to when you buy the goods, how much they cost you.
Okay, yeah.
Which is you buy a bunch of avocados and you get kids to smash them.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Kids would enjoy smashing avocados.
They would.
But I would...
Get your hands dirty and mushy. That's fun, isn't it?
Oh, that... No, see, now you've just grossed me out. Because I don't want
kids... But you're an adult.
...kids' fingers in all through my avocado.
Here's the thing. You don't tell the customers.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's your dirty little secret.
Okay. All right.
Child labor out the back. Should we... Smiling customers out the front. That is the first rule of restaurants, Nelson.
Should we cut this bit out then?
No, leave it in. I'm a rebel.
I think rule 17 is don't tell other people our flaws in our plans. Things that might make our business ideas not... work.
We think it's rule 17, but refer to rule 7 about
slash
checking.
8 right, okay, yeah, no, that's a good idea actually. Smashing avocado, genius. So genius.
Thank you.
Oh my god,
that'd wear gloves.
Do you know what I was thinking the other day?
Yeah,
is oh yeah, they could just wear gloves. You just solved that whole thing by saying they would wear gloves. Yeah, okay, that's genius. This is why you're the smarts. And I'm the
other guy.
I'm the jokes guy, right?
Yeah.
So, do you know what I was thinking?
Yeah.
Is fidget spinners.
Yep.
Pretty fun thing kids are doing these days.
I assume, yeah.
Why don't you just get them to spin turbines?
So you hook the turbines up to fidget spinners.
Yeah. Or just one really big fidget spinner that takes like a few kids. You know, you like put them in parks or something. Yeah. It's like a merry-go-round type thing.
Okay, I think I've solved the energy crisis.
Yeah.
If we could somehow hook power up to fidget spinners, that's good. We're almost there. Now, what we need to do is somehow, like a wind turbine, somehow harness the energy of dabbing.
Yeah. I feel like dabbing's gone out of fashion though a little bit. I don't know. I think we might have missed the boat on that one.
I think we missed the boat on everything.
Oh, that's true.
We're currently missing the boat on fidget spinners.
Yeah. I have one.
You have
at work what? Because
what?
Because just recently, my sister's partner, he works for a insurance company, and they have a lot of people that have kids that work in this company.
Right.
And so often when they get gift bags, when they go to shows and stuff, they have even little things for kids.
Right.
And they had fidget spinners. And so he brought them in, and he had two, and I just stole one. And I was like, I'm going to use this. And I do, because I am actually somebody that, like if I have a pen or something, I'll flick it around, but then I might get ink on me or something. Mm. I am not against fidget spinners. I know there's a big crowd of people that are like, oh, they're so lame. But I actually am somebody that does fidget a lot. And so just having something to... spin like it, because when I used to work for the arcade game company, we used to get tons of little toys and stuff. So it was always good. I had like, you know, squishy balls or something that I would play with. So I'm on the
fair enough. Well,
fidget spinner bandwagon.
I think that this episode has been very eye opening for our listeners.
Yeah,
because they know that we now love Justin Bieber and we fidget spin.
Yeah, and we exploit kids.
Yes.
Also, I just quickly, before I move on, I wanted to point out that I would get the German kid to get a loan out to buy the parts for the aeroplane.
Clever.
That then the other kids
this would make. Aeroplane is going to cost you a thing.
Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So, yeah, just saying. I think I would make a lot more money. It would be a tougher project. But
it would take longer than your regular plane.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. But I'm talking about if we're comparing your avocado smashing yep. to my airplane, mm-hmm. I feel like I have a much bigger payday at the end, considering I've just completely yep. nullified my overheads.
That's true. Do you know how expensive smashed avocado is, though?
Oh, actually, you're right. Oh, yeah. Holy crap. It's like three of those is a plane. All right, Gambo. Well, normally I do more shower thoughts, but I feel like we've been speaking for a while. So let's move into Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Droodle. Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure we've had this person as well. 43 episodes in, we're barely getting new people.
We've used everyone on Reddit.
Turns out Reddit only has like, you know, 57 people on there. And
soon, because we're running out of people apparently, you'll be reading it. And this shower thought is by Reddit podcast. Oh, no. It's happened.
We've gone full circle or something. all right. Anyway, they said, have you ever watched somebody do something and suddenly realize you've been doing it wrong your whole life?
Ooh.
It's a bit of a tricky one.
Yeah, not so much I've pronounced, yes.
Oh, pronounce I've heard people pronounce
things
good.
And go, oh my God, I've been pronouncing that wrong
yeah,
my whole life.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, like fur and faux. Yep. Sure we've spoken about that on this podcast before.
We have, yeah.
For
yeah.
some reason. I don't know why that's come up.
Yeah, I think on the show before I said that I was reading a book and there was a character's name, and I was reading as Magnity.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It turns out that it was McGinty.
Yeah.
They just didn't capitalize the letter.
Yeah.
And as soon as they, because the guy was Irish in the book, as soon as I went, oh,
see. Yeah, that's right. Okay, that's good. We haven't spoken about pronunciations before. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you've physically done that you've seen? I'm sure there's things that I've done before. Mm. Only one I could think of is a bit embarrassing, right? Although I realized afterwards that it's controversial as to which action is correct.
Okay.
Okay. When I was a bit younger, not that much younger, I would wipe my butt standing up. Always, right? And then I got a girlfriend, and she saw me do this once. That's kind of weird. I don't know why that happened.
Wait.
Anyway.
What?
I had a girlfriend, she saw me wipe my butt. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know why.
Yep.
Just go with it.
Okay.
Okay? And she was like, you stand up? And then I was like, oh my God, have I not been meaning to stand up? I'm like 20, and I had no idea. And then a little while after that, I was like, no, some people stand, some people sit. It's just a thing. And also on the same along the same lines, I never realized that there was such a thing as scrunching with toilet paper.
Okay, yeah.
There's folders. I'm a folder.
Yep.
People scrunch. Are you a folder or a scruncher?
I'm a folder and I'm a stander.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Respect to standing. Because I was with that girl for like a longer period of time, I am now a sitter.
So I understand sitting when you're a girl, right?
The difference?
Well, generally,
explain the anatomy to me.
You've got like dangling things.
Okay.
I feel like sitting, there's more risk because they're dangling.
I still go from behind, though.
But then you have to kind of like awkwardly like half get off the seat.
So I half get off the seat. Yeah, well, that's why I used to do.
But I'm saying the girls can kind of just go straight under.
Do they? Is that what they do? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think it's still front to back.
I don't know. Yeah, well.
From the other side.
Yeah, get an infection the other way.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, man. Debased ourselves.
We've gone down to toilet humor. It's finally happened. 43 or 44 episodes in.
But sticking with toilet humor.
Oh, please.
If you're a scruncher,
get
the hell out of my house.
Yeah.
Any I don't want to meet scrunchers.
Okay.
Right. Folders only in my world. I just feel like scrunching is so much more inefficient. I don't know. I mean, I've never even tried to scrunch, but I don't want to.
Yeah. More chance of mistake.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, any number of reasons.
Yeah.
It's jagged.
It's jagged. Yeah. What if you get a paper cut?
Flat surfaces only.
Yeah, that's right. Have you had anything else that you can think of?
Look,
probably not. It's a tough question. I'm annoyed because there's so many. I'm sure that I've had epiphanies.
Me too.
Like,
the moment you stop this podcast, we're like, his turn.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that always happens. Yeah. That always happens. Man, if only we were more prepared for these episodes, we'd actually have good content.
Notice we'll stop recording, go, I thought of heaps, but don't then record again and add them in.
And edit over it as if
we
just
say them to each other,
about.
Nod at each other, and like, that would have been good. Yeah. Anyway, see you later.
Yeah, that's right. But listeners, you'll have plenty of time, okay? You're probably thinking of them right now. Yeah. Okay, you're in the car going, oh my God, I can't believe that they're not talking about eating yogurt. I was doing that wrong my whole life.
In the
Were
ear.
You? all right, so write in for those ones, please. Okay, I have another one here, Cambo. This one is by QT Business Lady.
Ooh.
Business Lady. Mm. And she's a cutie. Okay, what's your best we'd love to stay but excuse to leave an event?
I don't drink much. So I feel like doing the old I've got a long drive home.
Right.
Is a pretty
okay,
good
so
one.
You're always designated driver and you use the length of drive.
Yeah, or like it's a bit of a burden. People tend to sympathize when you have to drive home. And they're like, you didn't really get to drink yoga drive. I feel like people understand more when you leave.
Well, yeah, it's like, you're sort of inadvertently saying, you guys are drunk animals at the moment. I'm not on your level.
And
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And the people are like, I understand.
Though, I'm not opposed to now changing that to something really extreme. Like, anyway, my dad died, so I'm just going to... And they're like, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. I head home, I think.
Should probably just be by myself, though, I guess. Right?
probably just sleep on it. I mean, that's what I think my thing's going to be, is just shock people into not wanting to ask any follow-up questions.
Yeah, okay.
So it's like, anyway... I had some pretty severe diarrhea just then, so I might head home because people won't be like, no, stay.
Yeah. Although, see, I think there's also the risk of them being a little bit more, you know, if it's your dad dying, it's like they might sort of want to talk to you about just before you go. Or the diarrhea thing, it's like, actually, diarrhea is pretty good because you're like, you should get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking you sort of go a little bit more like, I'm just worried that if I stay and have any more drinks, I might go on a murderous rampage and kill all of you. So,
what do you think of this as a scenario? It'll definitely make things awkward, but I think it also they wouldn't want you to stay, which would be good. Mm. Say you've got like a lovely couple, right? Lovely married couple, and they've invited you around. There's a bunch of people mingling, and you go anyway. I've just been having some impure thoughts about you. I've been having some impure thoughts about your wife, so I might just leave before I do anything.
It's going to get real weird soon.
So I don't imagine he would go, stay, go on.
That's all right. I have impure thoughts about her all the time.
And she certainly wouldn't want you to stay.
Oh, that's so funny. Or you might get tied up in a threesome.
Win-win.
Win-win.
When your worst case scenario is a threesome, you're doing okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Try that. Listeners, try that. If you're out with a different couple and you want to leave, go, anyway, I'm thinking about fucking her, so... Or him.
Or him.
Or him.
Whatever.
I might go. Let us know how it goes.
That's so funny. Okay. I do think as well the how to leave an event. It's I found this a really interesting question because people have to come up with an excuse all the time, in everyday life. there is so many things that you have to leave and need an excuse for.
Yeah.
But I feel like still it's an interesting question because nobody quite has the best I'm going to get out of here line.
That's true.
You know, it's like, no, like if we're even just talking seriously for a second, yeah, what's your go-to? Is there, do you have a go-to?
I mainly go with tired.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, anyway, I'm a bit tired. I might say. Yeah. That's my standard.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, because I think, I don't know. I guess mine's just sort of a bit more honest, but it's like the guilt I feel. You know, it's right. Like I need to have an excuse to say something. Because there's been times where I'm like, I might just head off, you know.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. Anyway. God, don't make me feel bad about it.
Anyway, you're boring. I'm like,
exactly.
I might go. It'd be more fun to be by myself than to be with you at the moment. Yeah. So.
That's pretty much. Yeah. Sometimes there's been events that I've had, like very social events. I'm like, I want to go home, sit down on the couch, watch Netflix or play computer games till wee hours in the morning, and I don't want to be here.
That's my favorite thing. It's like you're at an event. You're like, oh, anyway, geez. Oh, better get home. And then you get home and you stay up for hours.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, just
doing nothing. You're like, oh, this is so much better. Oh, God. I can't believe I was there for so long. I could be watching all these YouTube videos the whole night. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, man, socializing is the worst.
Isn't it?
All right, Kembe. That was Ask Reddit. Believe it or not. So now we can move on to the getting to love us questions, mm-hmm. Which for those of you who don't know, there was a doctor professor guy,
mm-hmm.
aka Cupid.
Yep.
I think the people have been calling him.
Dr. Cupid.
He created these set of questions. He said, if you answer all of them with a partner that you are close with, you will fall in love with each other. So we're doing it to the listeners so you can fall in love with us.
Yes. This is your first episode. You can go back and listen to the other questions.
Yeah. Not you can. Go back and listen to the others. Fall in love with us, damn it. So this is number question 13. And we're up to set 2.
Oh, okay. So we're,
I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
Reading this question, it seems pretty similar to all the other questions. Right. But I don't know.
In a different set.
All right.
Well, I would say that we were somewhat compatible with each other and the listeners on the first set.
Yeah.
So we'll proceed.
Yeah, exactly. Because I suppose the listeners that we weren't compatible with stopped listening. Yeah. I guess that's what happened.
Or listen out of spite.
Yeah. I bet you'd like it if I listened to you, wouldn't you? Yeah.
You said that book was 1985. Yeah. It was 1984, you idiots.
That's right. Anyway. All right. This is the question, Gambit.
Mm-hmm.
If a crystal ball could tell you the truth about yourself, mm-hmm. your life, the future, or anything else, what would you want to know?
I mean, I feel like this is going to reveal a lot about me, which I guess is the point of the question.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people would go, oh, you know, do I have a family? Do I get married?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I would probably ask whether we end up making stuff that we want to make.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, I mean, at this point in my life, at least.
TV shows and movies and stuff. Yeah.
Do we in some way become successful or do we in some way make something?
Yeah,
that I'd be proud of.
Okay.
Yeah, because I feel like at this point in our life, we're both single. By single, I mean, like, I'm not married or I don't have kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, as in, like, to the government, say. Like, so we don't really have families or any commitments. So I guess that is my biggest question at the moment.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. And I think I'd be the same in the sense that mine wouldn't necessarily be about my family life as such. But before I go on, what would you then do if the crystal ball said nothing? You don't do anything. You never.
I don't make it.
You don't make it.
I would probably then adjust my life.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I think that'd be really interesting.
It'd be good if they let me know now, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Because I had, not so much at the moment, but, you know, in the past, not that long ago, and I feel like some listeners have heard, you know, I'm into the esports scene a little bit, and I've considered trying to start my own business, see if that works.
Yep.
And so let's say I was the same as you, and I said, crystal ball, do I make it in, like, television, movies, creating stuff like that? And it said, nope. I'd be like, okay, I'm going to focus more on now the esports side of things because that's like my other interest. And I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to give up the rest of that side of things.
What if and then the crystal ball goes, no, don't do that either.
I mean, you're only allowed to ask me one thing, but don't do that either.
You didn't technically ask me, so this is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't get too into esports.
I guess so.
What do you mean, Cristobal? Get into real estate. You do pretty well in real estate.
Yeah.
Not great, but you do pretty well.
You don't really, you don't necessarily succeed, but you don't fail. So
it's the thing you fail least at.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I guess that the crystal ball is just the future, then there's only one future.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. It would be interesting, I think, if you went crystal ball and you're like, well, you know, what do I end up doing is my career?
Yeah.
And it's just something totally left field with the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I teach maths.
And I would be really curious to know, right, doing something like that. And I've implemented the rule, although I don't think there is, no, there's definitely not, but that you only get it to ask it one thing.
Yeah, we do that a lot for some reason.
We do implement our own rules, but I think that'd be interesting to get that back, like, oh, you're going to be a teacher. I would be thinking, oh, crap, do I end up really enjoying being a teacher?
Yeah.
Or has my life just in shambles and I ended up just going, oh, well, I guess I can get into this thing, you know?
By the way, If we don't get to ask it just one question, then obviously you'd be, well, okay, who wins the Melbourne Cup next year?
Obviously.
Although
I don't know if that really works. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. My point is I'd be Biff from Back to the Future too.
Okay, yep, good. Do you know what else I would ask it? I would say, in the future, how successful is Reddit on Reddit?
Yeah.
It might just go, does not compute.
I've searched my database.
Yeah.
Nothing's coming
up. Even, I don't know. Even next week kind of looks fuzzy for you in regards to that. I don't know. But yes, I don't actually know what I'd say. I think the idea of future job prospects would be interesting. But at the end of the day, I wouldn't want to ask it anything.
No, me neither.
Yeah. If I was forced to, I'd probably do career thing.
What if you say, if I ask you a question, will I regret knowing the answer?
Oh.
And then it goes, no. Oh, that was my one question. No, I really want to. Oh, damn it.
Yeah. That would be so annoying. I ruined my one question. Anyway. Okay. Good answer, Cambo.
Thank you.
I love you a little bit more.
Well, I think you are just fine.
Well, you're not there. You're obviously not, you know.
I didn't listen to question 12.
Tuned me out when I started talking.
Hopefully the listeners love us just a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, also, they better. What would they ask the crystal ball?
Yeah. What? Tell us. We want to know.
You get one question, apparently.
Okay, you don't get one question. But, okay, two scenarios. One scenario is you get only one question. Second scenario is you get multiple. Let us know what you think. All right, Cambo, you've got an AMA there?
I do, yeah. I'm just getting it up now. Okay, where are we here? Okay, so I've got an AMA from Cousin Rowan.
Okay.
Who's Cousin? We don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we know, but the listeners, they'll never know. And they will not have pieced it together from these previous podcasts. It says, gentlemen, this is AMA 14.0.
All right, 14.
Yep, so he's been writing it for 14 consecutive weeks.
Yeah. What have you been doing, other listeners?
Yeah.
Just listening selfishly?
Thank you.
I mean, thanks. That's great, actually. but also write it.
AMA, while I have nothing particularly against it, why do they keep making kids shows such as Play School?
Mm.
The window of time any child watches them is only about 3 to 4 years, so why do they need new episodes? Is there 20-year-olds that are still watching every season? Cheers, Cousin Rowan.
Yeah, this is a great one. And in fact, Rowan, I think you should put this as a shower thought on Reddit.
Yep.
Because
I have some theories.
Yeah.
One is you'll notice that most kids, especially especially play school and in America, Sesame Street.
Also in Australia, Sesame Street.
But when I say this, you'll understand what I'm saying. Through the government-funded channels. Right. So ABC and PBS in America. And I think it might even be because obviously they get education grants, some kind of weird tax dodge for making these shows. So if the people that make the shows continue making them and don't just replay them, they can keep making money through the government to make them.
Yes, which is more of a reason for the government to stop making them. You know, why doesn't the government just be like, hey, how about if we just stop playing these and get them to replay the episodes for the last 20 years?
I would imagine the reason that the people that make the shows...
I'd vote for that guy.
The people that make the shows don't just repeat their episodes just so they can keep making money.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously, it would be a thing where the government, if they're like, oh, we're going to cut educational programming, they won't get voted.
Yes. But...
I agree. Like, I agree. I'm just trying to logically think why this occurs.
Yeah.
That and merchandising. Merchandising is massive through kid shows.
Right, yeah.
So they make a lot of money through toy advertisers because they advertise during kids shows.
But, yeah.
I would imagine it would be less appealing to an advertiser if they're advertising on a show that's so well, which I think, again, is stupid. But
yeah, I reckon they would still do fine. I don't know. It's really interesting. I think the one thing that I can think of maybe that they reasons why they do it is because, society changes. So there's, even in the smallest ways, right? So even to the extent of like racism, probably from a younger time, you would probably have TV shows that didn't have any black kids in them, for example. Yep. I don't really know specifically, but I imagine that would be the case. Mm-hmm. So then growing up, you kind of like, okay, we need to
diversify.
And, you know, teach kids that you can make friends with anyone.
Yep.
And also, I think not necessarily just something as political as that, but even just things like technology, where maybe an iPhone becomes a thing because lots of young kids know what an iPhone is. And I remember them doing one time on Play School a little while ago, and I found it amazing.
Yeah.
Because this was, I must have been like in my teens, maybe early 20s or something. I just happened to see it, and they were doing a bat rap.
Right.
And it was just like, I don't know, stupid rap about bats.
Yeah.
But obviously it's that idea that rapping was cool. You know, kind of like this genre that had picked up a little bit more, I guess, and you're putting kids into that culture a little bit more. So by updating the episodes, you're making them more culturally relevant to the kids.
And it's funny that you mention the idea of like trying to diversify and stuff, which is originally when Sesame Street was designed, it was designed to educate kids that were too poor, that couldn't go to school or had a bad school, and it was actually aimed at the ghettos in America for African-American kids and immigrant children that weren't getting education through the regular school. They could watch Sesame Street.
That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Which is why that has always had all different races of people on Sesame Street.
Okay.
There you go. And very progressive show.
Yeah. And Oscar in the trash can was obviously because there's regular homeless people in trash cans around the ghettos.
That's true.
And they're just trying to be like, hey, he's a person too.
Yeah. And all of them are awful, just like Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is good. He is like a bit of a grouch. Okay. Yeah, I don't know where they were going with that one. All right. Well, that's a good question, though. I think it's a good shower thought.
But also, as much as we just waffled on, we don't know.
I think we do. I think it was everything we just said. They can't fact-check us.
They'll update the Wikipedia page tomorrow.
Exactly.
With everything we just said verbatim.
Alrighty, Cambo. Well, thank you, Rowan, for
that
question.
Thank you.
I have one from Zach. Zach wrote in the other week. You might remember that we spoke about the sign, and we said that maybe he contradicts himself.
Yes.
And he even titled this email Signception.
Oh, okay.
He said, "Hi, guys. I probably did contradict myself, more focused on the poll than anything else. Classic me."
That's true.
Last time I tried to do a flip. Oh yeah, because he asked us if we did a flip. I had just arrived home after a night out and was walking inside across my lawn. It was a late winter night, so the earth felt soft underfoot. I decided this was prime condition to try and do a flip. I got roughly halfway around and ended up scorpioning on the ground and lay there for a couple of minutes after my failure, contemplating my life choices.
Yes. Yes.
Last time I flipped someone off was Campbell a couple of days ago.
What?
People often flip you off, Campbell.
That's true.
Just behind your back, just so you know.
We did take a big amusement yesterday in secretly flipping someone off behind a book.
Here's a life pro tip, listener.
Yeah.
If you're ever having a bad day, just flip someone off behind something. It's hilarious.
But what you do is you have a small shield, flip someone up behind it, and then nudge someone and go, "Hey, look.
Hey, look, I'm giving them the finger," and they don't know. Anyway, hours of entertainment. All right. But Zach's question is, have you ever injured yourself whilst intoxicated?
Now, I racked my brain before the show. Nothing substantial. I've hit my head on things and whatnot.
Yeah.
I was seeing a girl a few years ago who drunkenly tried to frog hop over a pole.
Oh.
And she broke both of her arms. And you know the little teapot pose? She had a cast of both arms. So she was like a double little teapot on both sides for, I think, 4 months.
You could hang her up.
Yeah. After not. Anyway, honey, hang her on the coat.
That's hilarious. Wow, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
That reminded me of another story of a guy who, on his bucks night, fell down some stairs, had a cast on, and then at his wedding it didn't heal in time, so he was still in one of those moon boots and had to have his suit specially made in the leg so it would fit over. That's pretty awkward. The only time I can remember injuring myself whilst intoxicated was one time I was down in Blairgowrie and was with quite a lot of our friends at the time. I was pretty drunk. And I stubbed my toe just as we were coming back from the beach, I think. And it's a pretty long walk. Decent walk. Maybe 2 kilometers, something. Maybe 3 kilometers. Something like that. And I didn't realize that I had really done this because the alcohol had numbed my pain. But I had pretty severely stubbed my toe in that I was bleeding relatively profusely.
Right.
And so we get closer and we're walking up the driveway to the house and the light is on. And I can see that I've left a trail of blood. I look down my foot and there's blood and I kind of look behind me and there's a little bits of blood. And I was like, I've probably been bleeding this whole time. So then we quickly find out, I become the center of attention for a minute. But people are like, okay, we need to sort this out. So I end up sitting in the shower while somebody goes to his car and gets a first aid kit.
Right.
At the same time, he also locks his keys in the boot of his car. And he comes back in.
Yep.
And I'm at this stage because also, when you drink, thins your blood. So
yeah,
not only been walking a very long time with a bleeding foot, but it's bleeding even faster than normal. And I'm almost passing out. Apparently, I was pretty pale at that stage. Yeah. And almost totally, totally passed out. But they managed to bandage it up. And I probably kept drinking.
Nice.
But that was...
What a weapon.
I feel like it would have been one of those instances where, I would could have been closer to death than I actually realized, yeah. You know, where somebody would be like, you know, for the rest of the people that were there and for the rest of their lives, if somebody ever got a cut while drinking, they'd be like, okay, bandage that right now. I had a friend and he died because of loss of blood, but he was drinking one night. You really don't want to do that.
So, you could have been a cautionary tale.
I could have been. Instead, people are going to still cut their foot.
Hey, we can still be cautionary tales. Our life isn't over yet.
Yeah, that's right. There's still hope.
Let's be, I don't know how we're going to achieve this, but let's be a cautionary tale in podcasting.
Okay, yeah. Something. I think we're already there. Don't do what these guys are doing.
That's true.
What they continue to do, don't do it. But anyway, what's your intoxicated story?
Yeah. I mean, not you, Zach. You told us.
You told us what it was. You were doing a flip. I'm assuming he was drunk at that stage. He didn't actually say.
No, he did at the start.
I did. He said he arrived home after a night out. Maybe he was just drinking milk with his friends. Strawberry milk, maybe. Makes you want to do wild things.
It does, yeah.
Anyway, but not only Zach, other people, if you've injured yourself while intoxicated, let us know.
Tell us
why kids' TV shows get remade.
Yep.
Aside from the reasons that we said, which is definitely true.
Yep. Tell us why. Tell us what you think the most inconvenient name to force someone to take is.
Yes.
Yep.
That one's pretty interesting. I want to hear that one.
And also tell us, what was the love question? What you would ask the Magic 8-Ball.
Crystal Ball.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball. Magic 8-Ball. Yeah. Oh, it's an 8-Ball now.
Ask again later.
Right. Well, thanks for writing in, guys.
Yeah,
If you would like to write into us, you can do so. Reddit podcast, readitpodcast@gmail.com.
No, I'm just checking that. That is true. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Yep. At Facebook and is that one?
Verified. Good. Yep.
Good. And Twitter. Yeah, nobody uses it. We don't use Twitter. Who knows?
No, that's not verified. Try it.
Try it.
Yeah.
No, we've got it in there. I occasionally check. I wonder if we've just got a ton of questions and I've just never really looked at it. Do you know, if I do get a notification, it's by some girl who wants to add me on something for sexy time that she promises won't cost money, but I don't know. And also our subreddit.
Yes.
Reddit podcast. Readit podcast.
If you want to be on a podcast about Reddit, Reddit is probably the best way to get on there.
Exactly.
Do we prioritize? We can't say.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's it. That's it for another show.
Yeah, well.
Also, like and subscribe.
On iTunes. Yeah,
do you reckon anybody... I often watch YouTube videos and stuff, and people say, hey, like and subscribe. And I never like and or subscribe.
I find that...
And not just that. Sorry to interrupt your thought. But not just that, but it's like I always know the option is there. Yeah. I don't need you to keep reminding me at the end of... Like, really? Are there people, like, watching something or, you know, listening to a podcast and being like, oh, wow, I wish I could listen to these guys again, but I'll never find them again.
That's true. Okay, well, I've got two thoughts. If I subscribe to something, generally, and this is terrible advice because maybe I'm telling people to postpone subscribing, but I find if I consistently go back something for a month,
yeah,
I'll subscribe to it.
Oh, okay.
So if I find that after a month, I'm like, oh, I keep watching this or I keep listening to this, I'll subscribe.
Okay.
Don't do that. Do it now.
Well, no, now I'm thinking, hey, if that's you, if you've just realized, oh, I've been consistently listening to these guys.
Yeah.
Now hit subscribe. This is the time to hit subscribe. And like.
Also, let's maybe change that. And let's be real casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just like, yeah, hey, subscribe if you want.
Yeah, if you want. That's fine.
We don't care.
We don't care.
Don't subscribe.
No. That's worse. That's way worse. Unsubscribe.
Give us bad reviews.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we will read you later.